this is Sabrina List with the 500 Festival, and you are on the road with Dane at WGN. This is
gonna be the best day of my life. 720 WGN live here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, getting ready for the 103rd running of the Indy 500. But so much happens, it has nothing to do with that great broadcast going to be coming up on NBC or on the track or the trophies and the speed and the cars and the drivers. There's so much that happens here in Indianapolis as part of the 500 Festival, which is all of those activities. You know this, and we've talked about it. When the calendar flips to May, the place, not that it isn't alive all the time, I love Indianapolis. It's got great reasons to come all year long, but something special happens, a transformation happens in May, and somebody who's on the, well, they're kind of shaping a lot of those experiences is with us. She's the Vice President of Marketing for the 500 Festival. Sabrina List, welcome to WGN.
Hi, good to see you again. Welcome to Indianapolis.
I love Indianapolis, and it's great to be here. This is the, I don't want to say it's the best time to be here. Certainly, it's a time when millions of people have their focus on Indy, and so much is happening outside of the race, and it's the 500 Festival. Talk a little bit about some of the events. I know there's a mini marathon. I know there's parades. There's things for kids. A lot of stuff for everybody.
Yeah, there really is something for everyone to celebrate the Indianapolis 500. We kick off the month with the One America 500 Festival Mini Marathon. It is one of the nation's largest road runs and half marathons, and it's about 35,000 people that take over the streets of downtown Indianapolis, take a lap around the track, and then head back downtown, and then we have a kids' day down in Monument Circle. But then we have our IPL 500 Festival Parade the day before the Indy 500. That's got about 300,000 people that come out, nationally televised. You see all the drivers in the race, balloons, floats, celebs. It really, like you said, there's just something that's so special and electric about the city in May.
When it comes to racing, it's a big deal and so much attention there. But also, too, it's important, you know, Memorial Day weekend is to be able to honor our men and women in uniform and all of the sacrifices that they've done. And it with all the fun, you know, and excitement that goes, I think it seems appropriate that you guys are offering an opportunity for people to pay their respects and recognize Memorial Day, too. You guys have a service.
Yeah. So on the Friday before the race, we host a free memorial service downtown in Indianapolis. It has renowned speakers. We host a 4-star general every year. We'll also have a Medal of Honor recipient joining us this year as well. It's free. It starts at noon. But you're right. It really is an opportunity for everyone to stop, pause, and reflect on the real meaning of Memorial Day weekend and those who made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us before we head into the massive celebration that is leading up to the Indy 500.
Anybody who has been here understands that it is a difficult place to get in and out of or anywhere near when it comes to around race day. But when you're a general, you know, I was wondering, like, how do you get him in? Does he has a helicopter? Does he just roll up? He's probably got a tank or two in the garage. How does it work?
It is a very elaborate process, and there may or may not be a helicopter involved this year and a park right next door to it. So there's a lot that goes into it, and someone who's that influential and that important, they've got a lot of a big security detail around them, but they're also, every single person on his team has been an absolute joy to work with, and it's going to be a really moving and meaningful day.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Sabrina List, Vice President of Marketing for the 500 Festival, and when it comes to all of that, there's a little bit of something for everybody. We mentioned the kids. Let's talk a little bit about some of the elements that are built in for the kids. Do you try to build some of the racing stuff in, or just build in things that kids like, fun stuff?
Oh, yeah. We're a nonprofit organization, and part of what's in our mission is to celebrate the Indy 500, so that's built into everything that we do, but we try to make May relevant for them, just like we would everyone else. So our Kids Day event and our Rookie Run event all have a racing theme. They can race little cars, but then they can also run a smaller kid-sized version of the mini marathon that we call the Rookie Run, and there's different activities and activations that they can come out and do, and it's important to us that it's free because we want it to be accessible to everyone. Everyone should be able to celebrate May no matter what, and so it's just such a neat day to see the littlest future race fans come out and celebrate May their own very unique way.
When it comes to marketing, you're telling the story, carrying the torch for a lot of different ways, kind of introducing in some cases and reinforcing in others. But as a person who's here in Indianapolis all year round, what are a couple of things outside of the 500 Festival, you know, that you think either that you experience like, oh, we got to build that in next year, or just things that you enjoy and things for people to come see when they visit when it's not necessarily race time?
I think one of the things that's underrated or not known about is our cultural trail. It's a walking path or a jogging path that goes all throughout downtown Indy, and it's gorgeous, and it is just so well maintained, and it's so walkable. And so I always recommend that to everyone, especially in the summer. You cannot go wrong with any restaurant in Indianapolis. Just go eat wherever, do whatever you can. And then also I recommend checking out the Downtown Indy website, because they will have movies by the canal in downtown Indianapolis on different nights of the week. And it's just a neat way to experience summer and to meet maybe some new people and have fun.
There's a thought process and a thoughtful process when it comes to kind of presenting Indianapolis, whether it is maybe the conversation starter that's here with the Indy 500 or all year round with so many different things. You mentioned the food scene. It is great. For people that want to get more information about all the activities for the 500 Festival, what's the site for that? I know Visit Indy's got some links as well, but where can they go?
Super easy, 500festival.com. There's tons of information there. We would love to have folks come down and help us celebrate Race Weekend. It's unlike anything you have experienced.
Sabrina Liss, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for putting it all together, sharing it with everyone. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. Great to see you as always.